Yes, indeed, 71 degrees in Kalamazoo. I think it's been raining outside. Something tells me.
I brought it to work.
It was you.
Yep, I'm the one who brought the rain.
It's your fault all the way around. Okay.
It wasn't raining before I came here.
And then suddenly the skies opened.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they just love you to death.
They really do.
So, all right. Well, anyway, it's been raining. It looks like it's basically passed. I don't know. We'll just have to see how this continues to shake down. But for right now, well, it looks like we've gotten through the worst of it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
We'll ask Bob Larson about that here just a little bit down the line as we chat with him, probably about half an hour from now. He'll let us know what's going on weather-wise for the next little bit. Also, we've got lots of other things to do. By the way, it's the Jeremy Lawrence Show, if I didn't get a chance to tell you. That would make me Jeremy Lawrence, and that would make him, nobody really. But I'm kidding. It's Michael Loudon. Yes, I'll be nice to him a little bit today.
Okay.
A little. All right, I'm not making any promises.
Not too much, though, because I did bring the rain.
Yes, of course. So, you know what? We needed the rain, though.
We did. It's been pretty dry.
I can't complain about that. So, but you know what? We've got lots that we're going to talk about with you. There was an interesting report that came out, and the LA Times reported on this, saying that school should start later. That would help kids with sleepiness. And, you know, I think I would have been on board with that back when I was in school years and years ago.
Yeah, me too.
But there's the question. Should school start later, and should it last longer? You think about it with, you know, you're getting ready for school days and that kind of thing, and your kid gets off of school at what? 220, 240, something along those lines. And you're thinking, wait a minute. I got to work till 5 o'clock here. Now, come on. You know, it's an average thought to think, well, maybe kids should go to school a little bit longer. I've heard of schools that do that, and their school year is actually shorter because it's based on number of hours instructing and things like that. So it's interesting. We'll golf that one around at some point today. Also, Paul Ryan made an interesting comparison. Michael, I know you've watched the show Revolution.
Yes, I have.
Now, that has been canceled, but... Yeah, you know, we're all familiar with sort of this post-apocalyptic, no power, that kind of thing. Well, Paul Ryan compared Detroit to that television show. Was that a fair comparison? We'll kick that one around a little bit later on. Also, here in just a minute or two, Terry Lynn Land has come out with, you know, I said yesterday that they were spending all this time beating on each other, and Terry Lynn Land has actually come out with a Rhodes plan. So I'm going to go over the details of that with you, and I'm going to get your opinion on it just to see. I've got my own thoughts. I've got my own mind on this, but I'd like to get your thoughts on this as well. See if this is a good plan. Now, granted, she couldn't come out with a plan without jabbing a little bit at the opponent. It's an election. It's going to happen. All right, you know, but I thought interesting. So we'll kick around the details of that here in just a few minutes. And take your phone calls, of course, anytime we are talking about any of these topics. We'd love to have you on board for it. And you can call in and be part of the discussion by calling 877-382-4280. That's our toll-free number. Locally, it's 382-4280. And also, yes, indeed, you can text us. I don't mind at all. Feel free. You could do so by texting at 80373. The appropriate texts, you know what, we share those. We tell people what people are talking about that way. The inappropriate texts, Michael takes and hides away somewhere where nobody will find them again.
No, I pass them around the office.
Later. Oh, you do pass them around? Yeah, you did do that the other day. Okay. They are kind of fun, I will
they
admit.
Are.
So, all right, anyway. So that's how it's all set up. You know how it works. So we'll get started on talking about that here in just a little bit. Remind you. Though, and it's been a weird day. Normally we have a blog post of the day. I've been so busy I haven't had time to get to it today, so I'll give you a little day off there. How about that? So, but video of the day. This one came out last week, and it was a good one. Simply Genius Shower Thoughts with Nick Offerman. Nick Offerman, of course, from Parks and Recreation. And basically what he read, I think it was Reddit comments. Different things that people have thought about in the shower. Well, he put these in a video and read them in a very dramatic kind of thing. I would share them with you, but then you would just laugh now and not watch the video. So I'd rather you check it out. So head on over. It's in the blog section at WKZO.com. Also, we've got it posted at our Facebook page. And if you have yet to like us, just like a couple of people did just today I saw they liked our page, you can join them just by liking us. It's real easy. Go to WKZO.com, click on the Facebook link up top. It's small, but it's up there. You go up there and look for it. Click on the Facebook link, takes you right to our page, and then all you have to do is hit like. Then your stuff shows, you know, it just shows up in the news feed. And who doesn't like that?
It's very easy and very convenient.
And fun as well.
And fun.
So, yeah, because we like to keep it light there, at least a little bit. When the news comes, the big stuff, yeah, you'll find out about it there as well. But you know what? Those videos that everybody's keeping up with, we keep up with them too. And we want to be able to share with you our favorites. So that's what we do with the video of the day. Hopefully you'll be able to go check it out today, because it is, not only are they genius thoughts, they're actually, they're things that will give you a smile, which is what we like to do. So, all right, let's dig into this a little bit. And I saw this one come through today, and this came from Terry Lynn Land's campaign directly. And her roads, bridges, highway plan, it is posted at her website, terrylynland.com. That's where we get this material to be able to tell you about it. Because she's come out with a plan that, and let's face it, with roads, I mean, we all know what we deal with. You get out on the roads, yep, there's that pothole. Wait, okay, at this intersection, I got to steer a little to the left because there's a pothole. Yep, missed it. Okay, good. You know, and I've got that on one of the many ways that I take to go home, because I take different ways every day just to be weird.
That is weird.
You know, I do it just to keep myself awake and to keep myself looking at different parts of town. You know, sometimes I'll take the highway. Sometimes I'll go right through town. Sometimes I'll go past campus. A few times I've gone downtown, too, because, you know, that's fun. I like downtown. But you know when you take that way home, all right, pothole up here, all right. And you know those times when you don't think about it because you go, well, pothole, too. Oh.
Oh, darn, now I'm going to have to get my car fixed.
You just sit there, it jars you. I mean, even if you don't get to the point where your alignment's totally just not completely gone, you know, you hit that and it just kind of jars your chin a little bit. You know what I'm talking about. It's on all of our minds. How do we fix these roads? What do we do? Well, Terry Lynn Land said that if she is elected senator, she's got a plan for it. And you'll be amazed the simplicity at this. Here's what she suggests that we do. She says, all right, over several years, Congress should reduce the 18.4 cents per gallon federal gas tax to around 4 cents. You say, wait a minute. Isn't that less money coming in? Well, follow. She says that would allow states to decide how they can best pay for the transportation infrastructure they need. Think about this. If you took that 18.4 cents and turned it over to the state, you think maybe they'd know how to use that to fix roads?
Yeah, because every state has different needs for roads. Not all of them are the same.
And let's face it, that 18.4 cents per gallon that heads to the federal government, what do we get back? I mean, think about that. What do we get back from that? Yeah, sometimes we're paying for highways in Montana. Yeah, it happens. Because it all goes to a big federal pot, and then they go, okay, we'll give you a little bit. All right, we'll give you a little bit. Here, you have a little bit. But not you. You know, so that's part of the reason. It's not all the reason. But think about what a solution that would be. Federal gas tax would be 4 cents. I think we could all handle that.
Mm-hmm.
And if we did the rest, just say, all right, let's say we did 14.4 cents per gallon. And we made that a state tax. The state could take that, dole that out. Okay, we're going to send that over here. You know what? This road's in bad shape. Let's take care of that. And here's the other part about it. She says when you do that during the transition, the transportation infrastructure projects, those would be funded through federal block grants. The other thing she says is, you know what? The bureaucratic red tape. When you've got the federal government involved, guess what they do? Here's some money. but here's some strings attached. You know what? If you're going to use this money, you've got to do it this way and only this way and no other way. And think about that. That money gets spent on, all right, well, it's going to take a little bit more to pave that over here because we got to do it through this, or we got to do it through that, and this red tape, and that requirement, this string attached. Think about that. If we were doing that in the state, what that would do. You'd spend more money on pavement. Think about pavement instead of, well, you have to have a guardrail every 50 feet or whatever it is, you know, pavement. And you know some of those sections of roads where you're talking about like, yeah, I could use some pavement there. That'd be good. What can we do with that? And she basically says, look, get it out of the hands of the federal government. Let the states figure out what they want to do. And if you're able to make a decision around here to say, you know what? Yeah, we need to be able to do some work on, I would just pull it out of a hat, Main Street. I don't know. There are sections of Main Street that could use some help. Wouldn't you rather be able to do that here? Wouldn't you be able to rather fund that here? Or just, you know, you got M43 out there. Wouldn't you rather be able to fund that here so we can go, you know what? We want it to do this. We want to be able to do this, this, and this. That's what works here in Michigan. I find this intriguing. If you haven't picked up on already, I find that intriguing because what that does is it gets it out of the hands of the federal government. Gets it in the hands of people in the state of Michigan. That might not be bad either. Now, you know, they're saying that about a third of the infrastructure comes from the federal government. If we did that, then there would be a whole lot less coming from the federal government, a whole lot more local control. I don't know. I kind of like the idea. What do you think about it? Let me know what you think. 877-382-4280 is the toll-free number. Locally, it's 382-4280. You can give us a call that way if you're in the Kalamazoo area. Or 803-73. Text us. Share your ideas that way. Maybe you don't like it. Maybe you think there's a different way. Maybe you think there's another way to be able to do it. Love to hear from you one way or another. Let's head on over to the phones where Gary is standing by. Hi, Gary. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you doing? Can you hear me okay?
Absolutely, Gary. Welcome.
Okay. Well, I agree with you about the government red tape. I'm not sure if the state red tape isn't just as big, but remember the federal gas tax goes for the interstate system only, which is, it goes into Montana too, but it goes to Chicago and, New York and throughout the country. And you probably driven a lot of roads need a lot of help, and I'm not sure that you want to just have the states decide how much is going to go to local roads and how much is going to go to the interstate. The federal government has a national security interest and an interstate commerce interest in keeping the interstates going.
Well, Gary, answer this question for me. Wouldn't the state of Michigan have an interest that, say, traffic would be able to get between Detroit and Chicago just from a standpoint of trucks going through and, you say trade, but trade between cities, business that takes place. Don't you think the state has an interest in that, too?
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I guess you just have to hope that each of the states would put enough into the interstate, and the federal government, they apparently aren't spending enough on the interstates either, but maybe the federal government wants to make sure it's done. You know, that's a Dwight Eisenhower project that he came up with, the interstate system.
Oh, sure, and it's, even to this day, it's a genius system. You drive that, and it's it's aged very well. I think it works extremely well to get you from one place to another.
Well, you might be right. The states can do it just as well. The states, you're talking about M43, that's Michigan pays for the state highways.
Sure, and sure.
The county pays for the county roads and so on. It'd be interesting to do that. I that's going to be interesting whether, you know, does Illinois want to, fund all of those highways in Chicago? Maybe they should. But
well, it could be that they should. They use it a whole lot more often than we do.
They sure do, but we sure like getting around that city or getting into that city in a hurry. But you're right, they use it more. So I guess maybe more federal dollars are going to New York and Florida and Texas and California. I don't know. It's something to talk about. I kind of think the federal dollars should go to the that interstate and make sure it gets done.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it does. I guess you can't say anything is for certain. But anyway, that's how it works right now. And the townships do some of the roads, and the counties do some of the roads, and the state don't seem to have enough money to do it. But I don't know how high taxes would have to go to have all the roads in tip-top shape.
Well, and I think the answer to that one, I mean, it's a complex question. I think the answer to that involves a whole lot more of figuring out where funding goes for things and fixing it so that, you know what, when we got the road money that comes in on those taxes, it actually goes to roads. If we did that, it might make the roads just a little bit better. But we'd have to figure out where we get our education funding and that kind of thing, too. So,
well, one thing is, there's an awful lot of regulations. You know, the Obama had the road construction bill, and a lot of that money hasn't been spent still because they're working through environmental studies and things like that. There's got to be a way to put local people in charge that can make reasonable decisions in a quick fashion and not have to take months and maybe years to get all the regulations met. We definitely over-regulate ourselves, and we take decision-making away from people that are right there doing the building, and that's just a bad thing we do in about every aspect of our life, whether it's mandatory sentences by judges. The judges should be able to make decisions. They're trying to keep juries from making decisions.
Mm-hmm.
You want to legislate all of the rules. Well, sometimes a man or a woman has to make a decision, and it's better than the law that mandates action. So
okay.
I guess that's getting off the track. So,
all right. Well, hey. Gary, I appreciate your call today. Thank you so much.
Okay. Yep.
All right. 382-4280 is the local phone number. 877-382-4280. You know, Gary did say one thing, and it reminded me of a little something that I got to share, because he talked a little bit about the stimulus package that Obama put through. It was about 5-6 years ago. I'll talk about that here in a little bit, because I've got a personal experience with driving on some of those stimulus highways. It was kind of interesting. I'll share it with you here in just a little bit as we continue ahead right here on the Jeremy Lawrence Show, 590 WKZO. And we are currently looking at 70 degrees. Most of the storm is past us. You look at your weather there, brought to you by the Cancer Control Coalition of Southwest Michigan. Jeremy Lawrence here with you. We're talking highways. Terry Lynn Land's come out with her roads plan. And I want to spend a little bit more time talking. We're going to talk about it a little later on. And looking at the clock right now, I just don't have time to be able to share with you my stimulus road experience. And I do want to share that with you, so we'll be doing that here in a little bit. But the basics of the Terry Lynn Land plan for roads is to reduce the federal gas tax from 18.4 cents per gallon to around 4 cents per gallon, allow states to decide how they could best pay for transportation infrastructure they need, eliminate bureaucratic red tape, let the states figure it out. I mean, it's about as simple as it gets when it comes to a roads plan. But that's what she's talking about. That's what we're talking about. We're going to talk about it for a little while. Also, coming up here just a little bit, since we had some weather come through, the rain and all of that, we needed it, definitely. But what's ahead? Are we going to get more of the same? Or are we going to get a little something different in the coming days? Bob Larson will have something for you here just a little bit from AccuWeather. He'll let us know just exactly what's happening. So be around for that. News coming up as well. And more as we continue ahead. It is the Jeremy Lawrence Show, and you're listening to 590 WKZO. WKZO. It's the Jeremy Lawrence Show. It's 3:39. This portion of the program brought to you by Heritage Christian Academy, your local pre-K through 12 school where faith turns friends into family. Glad that you're with us and checking things out with us. Well, we are going to be checking out the weather ever so shortly, so you can know exactly what's going on. Looks like at this particular point in time, if you remember all that rain, and of course, who doesn't, unless you were absolutely locked away in a dark room somewhere, yeah, we had a lot of rain, and we all know that. Well, looking at the radar at this point, the worst of it appears to be past us. In fact, most of it moving out of the area. Leading edge of it at this point is over somewhere in the Lansing area down towards Jackson. If that gives you an idea of where all that rain went, well, it's headed that way. So if you're headed that way, yeah, then it might be a problem for you. Otherwise, we're in good shape.
Yeah, otherwise you're going to run into it.
So that's what's happening that way, and currently it is 70 degrees. Are we going to get more of that kind of stuff, or are we going to deal with something a little different?
Different by you mean sunshine?
That, yeah, you know, that orange thing in the sky, you know, that... or yellow thing, as the case may be. It depends on what time of the day you're looking at it. Are we going to see that?
I hope so.
Well, I don't know. That's why we got Bob going to be able to tell us here in just a little bit just exactly what we're going to be seeing. So we look forward to our discussion with Bob from AccuWeather so that you're in the know as well. Just a reminder to you, if you're wondering about the Tigers tonight, 6:40 they get underway. It's first of a three-game series with the Yankees. Tomorrow it's 6:40 as well. And then Thursday, 12:40, it's an afternoon game. Derek Jeter's final game as a baseball player at Comerica Park. Yeah, you might go back and enjoy a game every now and again. But it's going to be the last time that you see him on the field in uniform as a player. That'll be coming up on Thursday. And you know what? Because of that, you know, I think we'll play a Tigers game, you know.
Why not?
Shortened show that day because, you know, why not? So hopefully from Derek Jeter, he'll have a good game, but the Tigers will win. That's what I'm pulling for.
Yeah.
I know that's what you're pulling for. If, you know, you're like, oh, yeah, Jeter's our boy. Yeah, we like him, that kind of thing. But, yeah, we still want to see the Tigers do well. There is no shame in that. You can okay, all right, Derek, just, you know, get a hit. Get base hits when you get up. That's fine. But I don't want the rest of your team to do well.
The rest of you, over.
Yeah, that's okay. You know, the pitcher can, the pitching staff can combine for a four-hitter. They're all Derek Jeter. You know, mm-hmm. I think we're all on board with that. So. Well, another thing we'd all be on board with is great weather. And I hope, Bob Larson, that's what you're here to tell us about.
It's going to get better for sure.
Okay. All right. I like the sounds of that. Although I have to admit, given the rain that just came through a little bit ago, right, we did need some.
Absolutely. And that leads to today's word.
Yes.
The word is recovery.
Okay.
Because there are a lot of gardens, a lot of lawns in the area that could use some recovering right about now.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a dry month. It's been overall a dry summer. We've talked about that at length. It's been a while since we've had the Friday numbers to talk about, but you might recall the deficit that we've built up when it comes to rainfall. And I'm here to tell you that within the past 24 hours, actually within the past 20 hours, about, remember yesterday this time that line of storms was bearing down on us,
mm-hmm,
came through, was more rain in the area early this morning, more rain this afternoon. So within the past 22 hours or so, we've picked up almost as much rain as we had the entire month of August combined prior to yesterday.
Okay.
Prior to yesterday, we only had 3/4 of an inch total. We've already picked up more than a 1/2 inch of rain today alone, and there are still showers in the area. So it was very much needed, so recovery is the word.
See, now, there would be an awful lot of people, this last line of showers and storms that came through, that are thinking, man, that seemed like it was dumping 1/2 inch a minute on us. That was pretty heavy
yeah,
rain.
Rainfall amounts clearly vary. There were some places
yeah.
that got far more than a 1/2 inch of rain, but I'm just going by the official totals at the airport.
And we got to keep it official as far as that goes. Okay.
Right.
All right, so after all this rain and all of that, I mean, are we going to deal with any more at this point?
I think we're pretty much done. The showers and storms are pushing off to the east and south, and they'll still be in parts of the area this evening, but mostly south and east of town, that is.
Okay.
And
it
turns a little cooler overnight and lower humidity tomorrow, which should keep the rain away, and comfortable and dry tomorrow night and Thursday. As soon as Friday, could be looking at a couple of showers once again sneaking into the area. And difficult to say how much rain at this point. I don't think it's a major rainstorm, but I can see that happening. You see the humidity will be staging a comeback, and with that could come some showers. And maybe another chance of showers, maybe I'd say about Sunday at this point. I don't think all 3 days of the Labor Day weekend are rainy.
Okay.
Might be starting out that way Friday evening, and we catch a break Saturday, more showers and or storms Sunday, and maybe by Labor Day it's dry again. That's the way we kind of see it at this point, but we'll focus more on that in the next couple of days.
Okay. All right. Sounds like a plan. So tonight's weather, are we talking turn off the AC and open the windows?
Well, it's going to be a gradual cool down. Of course, the rain dropped the temperature a lot, but it is still awfully sticky out there, so I wouldn't turn off the AC just yet. But give it once we get to late evening, I think it's safe to turn it off and open the windows. We dropped to 59 overnight, and only in the upper 70s tomorrow with lower humidity. Pretty good day.
Okay, so tomorrow might be that fitness day that we've all been waiting for.
Exactly.
Okay. I know I've been waiting for it and coming up with excuses the whole time. I'm not going to exercise in that.
Yeah, it's too buggy for that.
I went out and ran today.
Michael, you always go out and run.
Yeah, I know I do.
It's an addiction.
It is. It makes you feel good, too, when you do it.
Sure.
Michael, they have 12-step programs for that, I just want to say. All right, Bob, you have yourself a good day, and we'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Hey, Jeremy.
All right, Bob Larson from AccuWeather, keeping you in the know on all this stuff. Okay, they don't have a 12-step program for running. Don't call me, that's fine. No, I was kidding. All right, but you know what? Yeah, days like this, you know what? You got a free pass not to go out in that.
It was very humid this morning, I will grant that.
Yeah. Now, I know, you've got, like, you know, 3 runs this weekend you got to get ready for or whatever. But
actually, surprisingly, 0 races this weekend.
Wow.
I couldn't find one.
Amazing. Yeah, Labor Day weekend and all that. Wow.
Yeah, not till the week after Labor Day. September 6th is my next race.
All right. Well, my one and only race is coming up later in September. So I've only planned 2 the whole season just because, you know, I got to pace myself.
Yeah.
You know, I figure eventually, in about, say, 13, 14 years, I'll be ready to maybe do, you know, 3. Well, I'll tell you one thing I think we're all ready to do is let's get down to business and fix some of these roads. Terry Lynn Land's come up with a plan on it. We'll chat a little bit about the details of the plan. We talked about it a little bit earlier, but you're just joining us. We'll give you the details. We'll ask you to call in as well. 877-382-4280. 382-4280. We're going to talk about it as we continue ahead. -70 degrees. I think the rain's finally passed. 590 WKZO. It is 3:50. Jeremy Lawrence here with you. You know, I promised earlier, and we're talking about Terry Lynn Land's road plan, and we'll dig into the details of it here if you're just joining us. But I promised earlier that I was going to share my personal story of driving on a stimulus highway. Now, you have to understand, I've done a whole lot of traveling, particularly through the areas east of the Mississippi. I've just done a lot of that over the years, living in several different places, so I've been on several interstate highways. Well, the stimulus plan came along, So a couple of years ago, I find myself driving on an interstate highway in the state of Mississippi. Now, the state of Mississippi, you have to understand, there's really not a big metropolitan area there, so there's not much going on there. I mean, you've got little towns here and there and decent-sized places, but nothing terribly big. So I'm on this highway, and they've got these signs out that, your stimulus dollars help to fix this highway. And I'm driving along this highway. This is one of these interstates. I mean, it's not like I-75 on the other side of the state or I-94 around here where there's just trucks everywhere and traffic all the time, even at 2 in the morning, you know. This was a highway that went through part of Mississippi where apparently no one lives and there is nothing. And I kid you not, there isn't. There were hardly any exits along here. It was like, oh, okay, there's an exit with a gas station, and, you know, it was almost like last chance for gas, another 150 miles. I mean, it was that desolate. You know, you came along, and you're driving along on the interstate, and you see another car, and it's an event. Whoa! Somebody else is out here! And this is a highway that they chose, all right, stimulus time, let's fix that one. There's nobody on it.
You got to fix the ones that are well-traveled first.
You know, and I've been on some of those well-traveled highways. I-75, it goes from the tip of Michigan all the way down to Florida. Yeah, that's a highway that needs some attention. I-70 does the same thing, goes east to west. I-94 is a great example. There are parts of that that could use some help. And I'm not just talking about, oh, okay, well, that pothole there is just... Parts of that highway are just weird.
They are.
It's just the best way to describe it. So stimulus dollars went to this big, long highway that was, I mean, it was beautiful in terms of highways go. There wasn't much to look at on the other side of things. It was like, oh, great, trees, weeds, lovely. Okay. But, you know, I mean, as highways go, that's the kind of highway you want to see on 94. You know, let's drive on that. That'd be gorgeous.
Yeah, it would be.
So that's part of the problem. We had a caller mention earlier the stimulus dollars, and some are spent, some have not been. That's part of the problem when they do spend it. They spend it on weird places like that one. Oh, let's spend it on this highway no one travels on. Now, admittedly, there are people that travel on it, but when we were driving along this, I mean, it was standard time. You would expect to see, it wasn't a holiday or anything like that, you would expect to see cars, trucks. What we got was nothing, and a whole lot of it. You know, and it's not that I speed or anything, but you could have gone 120 down this section of highway. There weren't even cops on it. That's how desolate it was. But your tax dollars at work fixed that one, so aren't you glad?
Boy, I am.
You know, that's the kind of stuff that we have dealt with that stimulus plan. It wasn't perfect by any stretch of the imagination. It was not perfect. Now, this roads plan that Terry Lynn Land is talking about, and it's at her website. We're getting this straight from the source, terrylynnland.com. And she's talking about what her plan is for roads, bridges, and highways. Now, she's running for U.S. Senate, so it's based on what the federal government could do. And her plan is pretty simple. Get ready for this. She wants the federal government to do less. That's the plan in a nutshell. Now, here's the basics of it. Would reduce the federal gas tax from 18.4 cents to around 4 cents a gallon. And that would allow states to be able to go, all right, what are we going to do with that money instead? How are we going to pay for the transportation costs that we need? She says that in the time in the transition, federal block grants would help to target some of the infrastructure projects that we need here in the state. The other thing she points out, and I found this interesting, that up to 20% of our gas tax dollars are lost complying with rules and regulations. If you cut through that red tape, imagine 20% of that money actually going towards roads.
That would be nice.
So now I'm intrigued by this. She's basically saying, you know what? Let the states figure out what's going to be best for road construction and repair in the state. So I'd love to get your thoughts on that. Toll free, it's 877-382-4280. If you'd like to call us locally, if you're in the Kalamazoo area, it's 382-4280. You can also text us, 803-73. Share your insights that way, and we'll be able to chat as we move along here. Let's head back to the phones, and Gary standing by in Niles. Hi, Gary. Welcome to the program.
The city limits inside of Niles got some stimulus money, and it came through Fred Upton. All the applications had to put the congressman down, and he, in other words, he had a hand in dishing it out because it's. And here's what Niles did wrong: in the application, you had to put down his district number, which is 6, and they put down 21 because the state senator Pose. His district is 21. So they got, and at first it was rejected because Michigan only has, at that time, 15 districts.
Sure.
And they put down 21, and they thought it was a fraudulent complaint. It was just fraud. And then the money did come through, and Fox News reported that it was just wasted money that went to this imaginary 21st district that doesn't even exist in Michigan. Mm-hmm. It was just money that was stolen. But I know the part where they used Good Union Reith Riley contractors to pave about a 2-mile section of road that went from the downtown, and it stopped at the city limits, and then there's a big chuck hole as soon as you leave the city limits because it was the city of Niles stimulus project. But were those real jobs? They were high-paying union jobs, but they weren't private industry jobs. It was government tax dollars. Now, some people claim that if it's not private industry, if it's tax dollars, it's not a real job. Well, those union workers, I think they considered it a real job.
Well, and that's not anything I'm going to argue today regardless. I mean, I think the whole argument here is whether or not, you know, those tax dollars, should they go to the federal level and then come back here partially? Or should we be looking at things in Michigan ourselves and saying, you know what? We know better than the federal government does. I think that's...
Well, but see, it's whichever could get it done the fastest. And because Obama had 60 votes in the Senate, veto-proof, Ted Kennedy died. He didn't have him for a full 2 years. He only had him for about a year. I'm tired of hearing this, that he could do anything he wanted for 2 years. No, Ted Kennedy died and is replaced by a Republican. But for about a year, he could get things done fast. And the fastest way to get stimulus money to the city of Niles was not through Lansing because of filibusters and things like that. So at the time when supposedly we were headed for another Great Depression that lasted 10 years, Obama's depression, mine last 10 years, but I don't think it's going to last 10 years.
Well, I don't know, Gary. I guess I'm looking at this from the standpoint of saying, you know what, I think the state might know a little better than the federal government would.
No, like I said, they didn't know how to do it faster.
Well, that's the thing. You're talking about they put in the thing and talked about, you know, for federal this and that. What if it was going through the state? What if the state could decide that and localities could decide it instead of some federal bureaucrat?
If they could have decided, it already would have been done, and Niles wouldn't have had any potholes, so they wouldn't have applied, but the state wasn't getting it done. Same thing, back to the Great Depression. Roosevelt was governor of New York for 4 years before he was elected president. He put in public works programs, WPA, he raised taxes to fill potholes, and they were surprised. He did the same thing when he went to the White House. Oh, it was terrible. You can't raise taxes in a depression to put people to work. To stimulate, well, that's what he did with the state of New York for 4 years, and it worked in New York, and so other states could have done it locally.
Gary, I got to run. We're on top of the news. Thanks for your call.
Okay.
Kalamazoo's news, weather, and traffic station is 590 WKZO. Kalamazoo.